Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Tomorrow morning at Western Springs Park, an attempt will be made to break the world record and enter the Guinness Book for the world's biggest water fight. But as you can imagine, with UNICEF New Zealand sponsoring things, it's not all about just having a laugh. There's a serious message behind the event. To find out more about that, we're joined now by Jennifer Boyes.
Well, Jennifer, thanks for joining us. First question has to be, whose idea was a giant water fight?
It's a bit of a brainstorm, really. We just we got together with UNICEF, and they wanted something that would just raise awareness of the Tap Project campaign that they're doing and the work they're doing to provide children with safe drinking water. And we just decided it would be something fun that everyone could get into. And
so it's not a fundraising event per se, so much as an awareness raising event.
No, we will have water pistols on offer that people can have in exchange for a $2 UNICEF donation. There might be a slight profit from that, but it's mainly just to cover the cost of buying the water pistols.
And the idea is to break the world record, the Guinness World Record.
That's right,
World's largest water fight. Which I didn't know there was one.
Which currently,
no,
currently
it's a record for everything.
Currently stands at
2,671.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, is there a contradictory message here? I'm wondering because, you know, it's about water and water's a precious resource and all that. We're encouraging people basically just to squirt each other with it and drench each other in water. I mean, did you think about that?
I think we've got a lot of water in New Zealand. We're quite blessed in that way. I think we're in a way celebrating that we do have access to that water. I mean, it'd be different if you were holding the event in in a village in Africa or something.
Can you tell us a bit about the project that it's drawing attention to?
The TAP project.
The TAP project.
Okay, well, basically it started in New York in 2007, and they started asking restaurants to ask their patrons to donate a dollar or more for every glass of tap water that they'd normally get for free, and
or be charged for. I think I'd be keener on donating a dollar rather than paying a dollar to the restaurant.
You can donate directly to UNICEF as well, if you go to the UNICEF website. Mm.
What's the project behind? I mean, what does the money go towards?
They focus on different projects every year, and this year they're focusing on providing clean water and kind of hygiene facilities to Laos in I think it's Southeast Asia.
I was there a couple of months ago.
Yes.
In fact, I drank the water when I was there. It seemed all right, but maybe the work's already been done. That was great. Yeah. So, tell me about the logistics for the Great Water Fight. I mean, it's open for anyone in New Zealand, but ideally, you've got to get to Western Springs Park, don't you?
That's right.
By tomorrow morning, Sunday morning.
Yeah. Well, you need to be registered to take part in the event. That's part of the Guinness World Record rules. You can either pre-register, and I'm sending forms out to people upon request so they can pre-register, or you can register at the event from 10 a.m. So that's an hour before the fight starts.
So registration's from 10, water pistols at 11.
Yeah, that's right.
Any idea what the weather's going to be like on Sunday?
The forecast says 22 degrees and sunny.
Awesome.
So fingers crossed, you never know with Auckland. But
And you can bring your own water pistol or buy one on site.
That's right, as long as it's a shop-bought standard water pistol, no kind of mad customised backpack type things.
That I saw that in the rules, no customised, and it led me to sort of wonder, are there groups out there that do have mad water pistol customisation, you know, sort of water pistols that can actually inflict serious amounts of damage, I wonder.
I've seen a few. I googled and I saw a few mean-looking water pistols. Yeah.
Not really in the spirit of the event, is it?
No. Might be a bit of damage.
now, also, while I was looking at your blog site for Intermediary, the company that you work for, who's organising this event, I noticed that you had some thoughts on Twitter. Now, Russell and I were just talking earlier today about Twitter. I've signed up for Twitter this week. Still haven't worked out what it's for. Russell's been on Twitter for a few months. Still doesn't really know what to do with it. But you actually had an interesting post telling people that they should get on Twitter. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's starting to take off in New Zealand, isn't it? Because there's been a bit more publicity on Campbell's Live and things like that. I think it has its place in certain areas. I think it's good for PR purposes for businesses.
How so?
Well, one of the best PR tools is word of mouth. It's one of the best ways to spread your message because people believe things that their friends tell them much more than if a corporate suit tells them something. And I see Twitter as word of mouth just on a bigger, much bigger scale and much quicker.
Okay. But of course, you have to get people to follow you first before they see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So who's following you? Do you encourage your clients to follow you so they stay in touch with what you're doing?
Yeah, a few of them are. I've got UNICEF following me. And I follow a few media people.
For something like the water fight, I mean, have you been using Twitter to get the message out there about the water fight?
Yeah, I Twitter about it every day, and I've had a lot of people contact me through Twitter asking for more information and registration forms and things, so it's pretty good for that kind of thing.
It strikes me as it may have, in that sort of flash mob kind of way, it might have some sort of purpose in terms of, you know, getting a whole lot of people to... I was reading something about the Sydney blackouts, and there was a whole zombie thing that went on where people started twittering about the zombies that were, you know, when Sydney was in darkness, about the zombies coming in, and next thing you know, that sort of made the papers and whatnot.
And it becomes a meme.
It does become a meme, so yeah. maybe you need a good old water fight meme to start around before around the water fight.
Yeah, it's quite interesting from a media perspective as well, Twitter, because I noticed in the Daily Mail back in the UK, rather than going directly to their source, they'd quoted from Twitter. They'd quoted Stephen Fry in the story.
That happened in Parliament this week as well, and that they quickly realised that was fraught with problems when the person, the MP they were quoting, actually had a fake profile being run by someone else.
Yeah, apparently there were 5 bogus profiles set up for Labour MPs. 5 persons unknown.
I just wonder who's actually got time to pose as David Cunliffe. I mean, really, you know, like, of all the people that you could pretend to be, I'd pretend to be Stephen Fry maybe, because you know you're going to get some people following you, you know, but David Cunliffe, I mean, really, with all due respect, you know, he's not even in government anymore.
No, exactly. But then again, you know, maybe it's the next thing for MPs to do after Facebook, because, you know, how many times did you get invited to be Richard Wirth's friend on Facebook? That was embarrassing.
Well, exactly. But, we'll see how this goes and whether Twitter actually does, whether after 3 months Russell's worked out what it's for, and I'm still there, in fact. How long have you been using it for?
Only for the past few months, really. I'd kind of been avoiding it because I didn't really see how it would benefit my clients or why I would do it, but I've become a bit addicted to it now.
Excellent. Well, look, I hope the water fight goes off. I hope you get good weather for the water fight. I know, Russell, you're going to be down there with
the
kids.
I'm going to be down there with my kids, actually.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, so it's at Western Springs Park, registration from 10 o'clock, it's all on at 11 o'clock.
That's right, yeah.
Tomorrow morning.
Bring sunscreen, bring towels, bring your guns, and a donation for UNICEF, of course.
That's right.
Jennifer, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And that's the show for this week. If you'd like to hear any of this or past programs, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
I've been Damien Christie. Thanks to New Zealand On Air.